Stephen.
Jim, I'd like to support John on this question of disclosure. You're on the Toll Holdings Remuneration Committee, and over there you assumed three-year EPS growth of 24% every year, year on year, till 2010. And as part of the Asciano demerger, you bought out all the options for $55 million when they're worthless. Now, I can only say in relation to that, I'm relieved you're not on our Remuneration Committee here, given what happened at Toll, which was one of the great executive heists of our time. As for TATS, I think we should support the remuneration report. If all the options are worthless, as the Chairman has said, if you adjust that back for what Dick's getting, he's gone from 2.1 million to 2.6 million this year. His base has gone from 1.1 to 1.75, so he has had a reasonable pay rise, but it's not out of whack with the market. Harry's up from 213,000 as Chairman to 283,000. Again, it's not unreasonable. I think probably Harry's got one board too many. He's chair of two public companies and on three others. If we're going to pay someone $300,000 a year, I think they shouldn't be on five. It's probably one too many. Harry, I think that the point about Dick's pay packet and the 2.6 million is Dick's also chairman of two other public companies, What If and Supercheap Auto, which is unprecedented in this market. I mean, he has a full-time workload as the non-executive chairman of two Queensland companies. If he really has the time to do that, we should be paying him less. He cannot be a full-time CEO if he is also the chairman of two other ASX 300 companies in another state. It just defies logic that he can do that. So I'd ask you to either get Dick to be paid as a full-time CEO or to be paid as a three-quarter time CEO who has two other chairing gigs in Queensland. But overall, I think Dick obviously runs a tight ship here. There's only two other executives on just over a million, so the pay packets aren't over the odds. Every director owns at least 75,000 shares, which is good. It's good to see the board's got skin in the game. So overall, I think the structures are appropriate. A couple of minor wrinkles, but overall, I think we should vote in favour.
Thank you. The broad canvas you painted there, Stephen. I think probably inappropriate for me to engage on matters relating to Toll at the TATS meeting, and I would have dearly loved to be able to engage with you at the time at the Toll meeting, but the chairman of Toll decided he'd handle it and wanted me to stay quiet, so I unfortunately didn't get that opportunity, and you had to leave in a hurry after that meeting, so we couldn't talk to you at that point. So that's all I'll say about Toll. And in relation to the other comments, I think that I have had issues with the ASA Shareholders Association in the past, in my own case, about directorships. I think I have said to the Shareholders Association that equating a company like TATS, where I chair, with a company like Gale Pacific, which has a market cap of about $10 million. It's not even a small cap, it's a micro. I just think that's an extraordinarily arbitrary rule, saying that the chairman of BHP has the same size of job as the chairman of a micro cap that's worth $10 million. Chairman of BHP would be shocked to learn that. So I think there are horses for courses, as we would say in the gambling industry. I think you need to judge us on our performance. You need to judge us on an 11% increase in profit in a terrible year. You need to judge us on our plans, our knowledge, skills and sincerity, and our attendance and performance to the duties we're asked to do. And certainly with Dick and his other chairmanships, the board's well aware of that. And I have to say the board has not had any concerns at all about Dick's diligence, the hours he puts in. The Queensland companies you mentioned, remember that a fair stack of TATS business is Queensland based. So I think, whilst I understand what you're saying, I think in this case it's working pretty well, and I thank you for your overall tick to the REM report, because I know in other matters where you've engaged you haven't given that tick, so I do appreciate that. There are other questions relating to the remuneration
report. Eric, can we also correct the fact, actually my remuneration went down last year. The previous year on which you're basing your calculation was my remuneration from October 16 that year. So yeah. I think if you recalculate it, you'll see that my salary package actually declined.
I knew Dick would want to get that point in.